Time for the business news now. That's right, Nona, it's time now. Ko taku hoa anai anai ko Nona Peltier. Nona, an increase in public and private sector job losses is a risk to the housing market. Now, why is that?
Well, have you ever heard the term mortgagee sale? Well, we haven't had that come up very often, but it is an increasing risk. So the idea there is if you have lost your job and you cannot replace it quickly, you may find it difficult to make your mortgage payments. And that could become a problem not just for one or two people, but there are thousands of people now facing job losses and are concerned about how to make, you know, ends meet. And so when
especially with chunky interest rates as well.
Especially then. And so we talk about this as distressed property assets. So there could be a lot more of it. We haven't seen that yet, but it is certainly a risk. In the meantime, first-time home buyers are still, you know, lapping up the gap in the market as investors are staying out because of the cost. High interest rates are keeping investors out of the market for a large reason. And first-time home buyers are in there, but they're not, they're buying entry-level properties. They're buying the properties that investors like to buy. So those homes where people have, you know, invested a lifetime of effort in, those are the homes that are particularly at risk now because who can buy them?
And let's talk about small online retailers. There is advice that they should worry less about adopting the latest in digital technology. Who says that, Nona?
Who says that? Well, I spoke with a fellow today from an organization called Convergence. They're an e-commerce firm. This guy named Mark Presnell, he was really quite blunt about this. And he said, you know, we talk to a lot of retailers all the time. They're worried about AI. They're worried about, you know, digital services, can they keep up? What about chatbots? I mean, all these types of things. And he's saying what really these businesses need to focus on are systems that they may already have in place to run their e-commerce platforms. Make sure that they're operating properly. Make sure your staff are trained to make the most of them. And so that legacy systems can work just as well as the ones that are coming up, new and wonderful ones. He said the main thing to remember is that customers still like the personal touch more than anything else. And if you're a small business retailer in New Zealand, it's not realistic to imagine that you could compete with Amazon and Temu and those types. He said it's far better to keep your business small in a sense in terms of making the most of what you already have. Don't get freaked out by all the additional services that are now coming up, like AI, you know, chatbots. What do you think, Lisa? Do you like chatbots when you're doing your online shopping?
No, they annoy me endlessly.
Yeah, I would have thought so. And also customer service, don't you want to
I like
be able
to send
phone?
Messages back saying, are you real?
Well, you can often tell.
You can.
But yes, I think that customer service is still the most important thing you can bring to your business. Your customers want to know that you care about them. And hey, it's not high tech, but it's effective.
And what have the markets got for us today, Nona?
Well, the markets are doing really well today. Yep. The local top 50 index, it closed up 1.2% today. That was a gain of 143 points to 11,946. You might think, well, why is that? Well, it turns out the U.S. has had a bit of sort of gloomy economic news, which kind of, you know, maybe says that they've gone a bit too far. And that's made the whole market, perk up. The Australian dollar climbed to the highest point since early April against the U.S. dollar, and we followed them, 59.4 U.S. cents. And we fell, well, we didn't actually fall, but we didn't gain anything against the Australian dollar. We're still at 91.98 Australian, 47.7 pence. So steady, but a little bit stronger against the U.S. dollar. And any little bit is, you know, useful for people who are online shopping at the U.S. markets.
Thank you, Nona. That's Nona Peltier with Business. Ka kite.